the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. It's beyond Good Day, in fact. We'll have some interesting stories going in any number of directions, actually. I don't give my staff any directions. I just tell them to come up with good, interesting, compelling stories. Speaking of that, we'll meet Louis Prima Jr. in the next half hour. Remember his dad, Louis Prima Sr. And a lot of people in New England
say, you're not going to talk to Sr.
Louis Prima, Prima. So anyway, there's a new CD. He's cut out of the same cloth as his old man. So we'll find out more about who put the bop in the bop, she bop, she bop. Then later on, don't forget our friend Andrea Metcalf has a Cougar Across America component. She has a new web TV show that focuses on cougars. Right? How do we define cougar? I think she did that for us. The women who are independent and strong, cougars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not necessarily the cougars have to go after. The more predominant definition of a cougar is an older woman who hangs around with a younger guy, right?
Right.
Isn't that what we assume?
Exactly.
Apparently, this program that she's doing expands on that and makes cougars not only chase younger men around, but they're also strong, independent stories about strong, independent women.
Right.
Right.
And how to get fit.
Yeah.
How cougars can stay and get fit.
So you can, well, one way a cougar can chase fit is to chase a younger guy around.
Not what she's doing.
Well, but isn't that what would happen? But a cougar would, by definition, be if you're with a younger man, isn't the assumption that you're going to have more activity?
That's why you're with them, is why. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So what kind
not
of a
for the
man.
Conversation.
What, say that, Jennifer?
It's not for the conversation. Let's just say it that way.
Mommy, what's a cougar?
Cougar. Yeah, it's not a minivan conversation.
How did they get the name cougar? Why are they called cougars? Where do they come from?
Because they're hunters. Maybe because
they wear animal prints.
On the prowl?
You know the animal prints?
They wear animal prints.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, leopards. Why don't they call them leopards then?
Leopard.
Right. How about, like, cougar socks?
Cheetah.
Have you ever noticed people that don't say the D on leopard and they call them lepers? And they have no idea that there's a real meaning?
Lepers.
I love lepers.
I want to get a leper.
I think they're hot.
All right. So Rich McFadden is here with his story for us.
All right. So we got new words.
New words?
Batman. Splatman. So why do you think it's called Splatman, Doug?
Why do you think it's called Splatman, Doug, is the question.
Splatman. Four physics students at the University of Leicester in England.
Leicester, you moron.
Thank you. Whatever. Splatman. They conducted a survey, or not a survey, but a test, and as to whether
these four students
at the University of Leicester in England, and they decided that Batman, with his cape, his 15-foot wingspan cape, could in fact fly, but he would hit the ground so fast that he would die.
So does that mean anybody could technically fly if they're going to hit the ground? Flying, by definition, means don't hit the ground.
That's not a good idea.
They say that if Batman jumped from a 492-foot building, and that he could glide about a distance of 1,148 feet, but his velocity would increase to about 68 miles an hour before he hit the ground.
Well, the impact would be.
Right. So when he hit the ground, he would just explode all over the place. They concluded that the superhero, who the Dark Knight's coming back to the movie theater, would need to take a parachute with him to slow himself down. The paper was called Trajectory of a Falling Batman, and it was published by the University of Leicester Journal.
It's actually published.
Of special physics topics.
No black holes to research or anything.
Okay. So then along with that, yesterday I'm listening to the radio,
Very rich.
And I hear that more bats are dying, but for a different reason. Mm. Apparently, there's a new fungal infection of the bat community.
Mm-hmm. That came from Doug's Toe. See the
that
video
came from
at Doug's
Toe,
TV.
Right. And this is actually, remember we had the bees, the honeybee population started dwindling down. They couldn't figure out why.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of similar, and it's just as scary. You know, we depend on the bees to pollinate all of the crops, and you know, without bees, we don't have food. So with the bats, they're going into caves and they're finding these bats with this white fungus on their nose. And they do not know what's causing it. They call it white nose disease.
They're on to cocaine.
It could be.
Well, so it makes them go out and
it makes them, they hibernate during the winter.
They get lost.
And it messes up their senses. So they go out. They not only get lost, they go out in weather they shouldn't be going out in.
Yep.
And they freeze. They can't find their way back, the whole thing.
Yeah.
They think that a million bats between New Hampshire and, I guess, the Carolinas have died in the past 2 years because of this. And you say, okay, I hate bats. They're ugly. They're scary. What's the big deal? The big deal is
that are bad.
Everything that farmers pay for to kill bugs that kill their crops, bats do naturally.
Right. Yep.
They did a study, and they the agriculture, right? Oh. I guess the agriculture department did a study, and they found that bats save farmers, or they do about $2 billion a year in work taking care of things that we would have to do with pesticides.
Yeah.
So if the bats go away, it would cost us another $2 billion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating that they are responsible for about $2 billion worth of pesticide work for us? So if we lose all these bats, and they don't know what's causing this white fungus
Here's the new investment of 2012. Invest in bats. How about that?
Well,
isn't that good for something, too? Bat poop is good for something, I think.
Bat poop is good for all kinds of things. It makes for a great deodorant.
Bat poop?
The bat poop.
Degree, bat poop.
Great deodorant.
Yeah. So there you are. I've got all your bat news for the day.
You've backed us up or batted us up, one or the other. Thank you very much. Back to the discussion of cougars. Cougars, we were trying to figure out what the cougar was. Definition, older women with younger men. Question came from a listener. What do you call older? What do you call women who chase older men? Smart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Oh. Yes. Mm.
Rich.
Hi.
Inheriting.
Yes. 15 past the hour. The next person, we have Roberta.
Yes.
I think it's time for you to bat.
For me? Me to do it? Okay.
You too, Roberta.
Me too. No, I'm not you too. I'm Roberta. You too Roberta. Is Rano in it.
Yes. In a moment, Roberta.
We're going to talk about whether or not smoking should be banned in movies aimed at children and adolescents.
That is not in the theater, but in the movie itself.
In the movie itself.
Banned. My kids usually don't smoke when we go watch a movie. Yeah.
It's a quarter past on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
All right, Roberta Fasanelli of the Good Day staff is here with her Beyond Good Day contribution for today.
Okay,
smoking.
Doug, yeah, smoking. Smoking. Now, you know that my 26-year-old daughter smokes, and she's been smoking for about 10 years, and it annoys the daylights out of me, and I'm extremely worried about it. And I've often wondered, why did she start smoking? I mean, my husband and I don't smoke. Nobody in our family smokes. We're a totally non-smoking family. Well, there's a new study out that says movies that show actors smoking tobacco in film can increase the likelihood. In fact, for every 500 smoking scenes a child sees in a PG-13 movie, the likelihood of them trying cigarettes increases by 49%. This is a new study that appears in the August Journal of Pediatrics, a study done by Dr. James Sargent, who's a cancer prevention specialist at Dartmouth Medical School. He's proposing that movies that show smoking tobacco, should automatically earn an R rating because they say that way it'll help lower the incidences of adolescents and teenagers smoking. They said, in fact, PG-13 films account for nearly two-thirds of the smoking scenes adolescents see on the big screen. I'll repeat that. PG-13 films is two-thirds of the smoking scenes that adolescents see on the big screen. So by changing that rating to an R rating, it could certainly help. He says that saying the F word twice gets you an R rating. And he says that something as important as smoking should also get you an R rating.
What if it were to show smoking in a negative light?
I still think, you know, it's that thing, there's no such thing as bad publicity. People just remember what it was about, not whether or not it was good or bad. So I think that it's just smoking in general on screen. And they said especially smoking by adults. They said smoking in cartoons isn't as persuasive to these young people to have them start cigarettes, but adolescents tend to mimic adult behavior that they see and adult behavior that they see on screen. So they said that is particularly troublesome. So I tend to agree. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think if there is smoking in a PG-13 movie, it should get an R rating, and that would basically stop people making PG-13 movies from putting smoking in it.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Disney's new R-rated film.
You're right.
21 after on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're freaking! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool, and the moon was out, and I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Next step is good day.
What you want? 24 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, in fact, with the stories of significance that you probably won't have heard, nor will you hear anywhere else. Jennifer Horn, next up to bat. Obviously, there's some...
You will hear this one today. It's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
But yeah, I was going to go with a lesser-known story, but we just can't not talk about this, especially with, you know, my background in TV and gossip. Yeah. Right. So, American Idol is produced by a guy named Nigel Lithgow. We've actually had him on the show before. Mm-hmm. And the big rumor is that they're going to get rid of all the judges that are currently on American Idol. For sure, J-Lo's going. Most likely, Randy's going to be booted out. And then they may get rid of Steven Tyler. They may keep him. It's still up in the air. So Nigel has gone on a very public campaign. He wants to have Charlie Sheen and Jerry Lewis as judges joining Steven
Jerry
Tyler.
Lewis, old Jerry Lewis?
Old Jerry Lewis as judges for season 12.
Hey, lady. Yeah.
People
kept
saying.
Bring back Dick Clark, too?
Right, right. And people kept saying, hey, are you joking? Are you kidding? But he just keeps repeating this wish list. He's said it in several different media sources. And so now TMZ has gone to Charlie Sheen and said, Charlie, would you do this? He said he's 100% on board. He would totally do it. He hasn't said if there have been talks.
Of course he would.
He said he has several conditions. He wants to make sure that it's okay with his current show, Anger Management. And he said the money has to be right. Duh, because, you know, they like to make lots of cash. But here's the thing. Are we rewarding bad behavior in society? I mean, Charlie Sheen is like the hottest ticket item out there right now because of his warlocks and his wizardry and his drug use and his not showing up for work.
Yes, we are.
His being propped up in a doorway trying to get through lines that he had to read on a sitcom.
But it's for the NASCAR reason. We want to see the car hit the wall at 100 miles an hour. And that's the only reason we keep them in the limelight. We want to see them fail. We want to see them crash.
Okay, and I understand that because I'm one of those people that likes to watch. It's like a train wreck. You don't want to watch, but you do.
You have to.
When do we say enough is enough, and when do we start practicing some responsibility with our kids? Because we wonder why our kids are growing up with no moral values and no code, and this is why. Because they can be famous for being outrageous. They can be famous for being drug abusers. They can be famous for getting pregnant as a teen. They can be, I mean, we're rewarding this. We're making people celebrities because we want to watch them crash and burn.
I'm
How
sorry.
Sick is that?
Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Winning.
I mean, Heather and Roberta, you guys are moms to girls.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and to boys. This is a boy thing, too. What... I mean, how do you even separate yourself and tell them, hey, you can still be famous and you can still be successful for your achievements?
It's
not
the same
for,
thing that Roberta was talking about a few minutes ago with regard to smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same principle. It's the same
exposure.
It's the same thing.
It's the same as we all watch the news. We all listen to the news. And we all go, it's never good news. It's always bad news. Well, you know, the reason that they give us that bad news is because we watch it.
Right.
We must want it.
That's their excuse.
People didn't want it. They
but
wouldn't
don't
watch
we have
it.
To watch
right.
it? I
exactly.
mean, what else is our alternative? That's all that's on TV right now.
Reading.
Think about, like, when you watch something, you know, one of these, like, it's bad story on the news, whatever, drama. It's like, oh. But think about when they have the happy news out there, when you finally come across it. Think of how you feel. Don't you feel so much better? Don't
you
get inspired?
Better. Absolutely.
Isn't it kind of a high you feel
from that?
Yeah, but
to give
that?
You one, it's like, okay, we beat you over the head for about 20 mm-hmm. minutes. Now we're
right.
going to give you something to bring you
it's
back
like
up.
Like a breath
well,
of air
they do,
after
they
you've
do
been
it
in
at the
pool.
End. They
right.
do it at the end, so you end feeling, you know, good about the newscast.
Yeah, that sugary high as you walk
bad.
Away
right.
feeling good.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, all the years my kids were growing up, I never let them watch shows like The Simpsons because I felt it was a show that glamorized mediocrity, and it's not a message mm-hmm. that I wanted my kids to have. So it's basically also controlling what your kids watch, especially when they're younger. But so it can be more difficult nowadays with adolescents and teens because they have access to the Internet. A lot of kids have their own computers, so they can be a little more difficult. It
really?
Is. I had my son last night, who's 10 years old, come into me and ask if on his Xbox, he has Xbox Live and whatever, and he came in all distraught because most of his friends don't have the parent control thing on there, and could I take it? And I was like, absolutely not. I didn't even allow video games or Xboxes mm-hmm. or any of that in the house. We simply didn't own one. That was it.
This is because you're difficult and you're not.
Yeah, because
right.
I didn't believe, and I still don't believe in video games. I think they're extremely harmful, especially the mm-hmm. violent ones, extremely harmful. The right. not-so-violent ones make kids sit in front of a video screen, which is ridiculous. Why do you have to play, you know, games on screen? Go outside and play them.
Play the games.
Right, and I don't want kids watching, you know, and participating in violent stuff on video games. You and I agree on this, Doug. I know that. But
yes, we
both
do.
Very much against video games.
And we'll
games.
Talk more about it in just a moment.
Or not. Louis Prima Jr. joins the group here on Good Day in a few minutes. It's 29 past the hour.
It's 29 and change
and
past
change
the hour.
Yeah.
And more change. Thank you, Roberta.
And going.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden here with you. Doug has jumped out onto the farm for a couple of minutes, and too bad for him because we've got something extremely cool coming up here. Everybody's going to remember this song, but
I love this song.
It sounds a little different. Just a little different. I don't know why.
And just a gigolo. And everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. They pay for every dance, selling each romance.
It's not David Lee Roth. We know that. It's not David Lee Roth, who redid the song in the 80s, 90s, made it big again. And you think
I like this version better.
Who did this originally? Louis Prima, the King of Swing.
Right.
It's not him, though, because it sounds a little different. So who would be the next best person to do this song?
His son?
How about his son?
I like it.
Louis Prima Jr. Louis Prima joins us here to talk about his new album and his dad, the King of Swing, and everything that it's all kind of come back, hasn't it, Louis?
Oh, it sure has. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you? So, I mean, it's amazing. I was a huge Brian Setzer fan with the Stray Cats, and I'll say that he kind of helped bring back the swing movement back in the 80s after he left the Stray Cats when he did his big band thing. And you go and you look at the roots of that, and really the roots of it are your dad, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, my father influenced everybody, you know, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of good friends like the Royal Crown Review back when the swing thing you know, first got off the ground there in the 90s. And it was neat to see. But, you know, my father has influenced countless artists throughout his, you know, even today, people, you know, I ran into Snoop Dogg in the airport, and he knew who my father was and enjoyed the music.
He usually doesn't remember anybody.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, it's just kind of neat to know that, you know, this man had a 50-year musical career, changed with times. I mean, I think he invented rock and roll, and everybody loves this music, man.
Well, there's no doubt that swing was one of the, you know, and the R&B was the big influence on the beginning of rock and roll. That's in the blues, obviously. But
exactly.
So, I mean, take us back when you were, I mean, you were unfortunately, what, 10 years old when your dad passed away?
11 years old.
11 years old. So what do you remember about being a kid around, obviously, a music legend, and what do you feel like you took away from that?
You know, I remember a lot. We were, you know, I was fortunate enough, we had a typical Italian household, you know, and my father, when he was in town, was always around. He loved family. I think it was neat to just walk around with him as a kid, whether it was in Vegas during the day or, you know, we would go on the road with him during the summers. But
oh,
just
cool.
To see how he interacted with people on a daily basis. You know, he was kind. He was gentle. He always made time to say hello to people as they passed by and give them a smile. You know, he wasn't full of ego and your typical trappings that come with being a superstar. And, you know, that was neat to see how he treated people.
Things were a lot more polite back then in the industry, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole world was more polite back then. And we're, you know, as I go around, you know, I try to bring a little bit of that back. You know, I always try to smile at people when I'm walking down the road or wherever I am and give somebody a hello, because there's not enough of it in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes a long way, man. A smile goes a long way.
You know, it's funny. You think back to the swing stuff. And, yeah, I mean, it was a little bit juke joint, a little bit of raunch in there. But really it was upbeat, positive music. And,
oh, exactly.
And you look at the stuff that comes around today, and there's a lot of negative stuff to it. And, you know, how do we get the positive music? And you're trying to kind of bring some of it back. You've been around the different music genres. But when you write and when you produce music, do you think about the energy, or do you think about kind of the vibe that it brings?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things I will get on a soapbox about is, you know, I gave up rock and roll in the 90s because of the direction music went. You know, music is supposed to be happy and uplifting. It's supposed to make you forget your worries. We're not supposed to glorify our problems. You know, music is to escape, going to see a live
show. Did you feel like rock and roll was taking you in a negative direction? Did you feel like
absolutely.
It was the music? Really?
It would grunge music came along, and I think it kind of went downhill. You know, it wasn't happy anymore, and I'm a happy guy, and I want to spread joy. And, you know, my father's music is the best at that,
yeah.
Making you forget your worries and tap your foot and have a good time. So that's how we approach our live show like that, recording. Everything we did was to put so much energy, not just into the music, but into the performance and bringing people into the show and letting you, you know, let loose and have a good time. That's what it's about. You know, people spend money when they go out, and they want to have a good time. They want to escape, and that's what we do.
Well, it's a very popular genre of music. It's it was wildly popular for the 90s, and it's still kind of, you know, holding on there and around. So tell us about, you have the new CD out just today, right? Yesterday, Return of the Wildest.
Yep, Return of the Wildest came out yesterday, distributed through Warrior Records Universal Music Distribution worldwide. You can get it anywhere online. You can get it in retail stores like Best Buy and, you know, some of the smaller stores. WarriorRecords.com, you can purchase it there. And as we travel around, we're selling them at the shows as well.
Can I tell you how much I love that you're doing real CDs in addition to downloads?
Oh, you know, that is so important. You know,
I can't stand it anymore with just the download thing. I mean, I love my iPod, of course, but gosh, it's nice to hold a real CD sometimes.
Well, you know, that's it. That's the younger generation is all about the downloads, and, you know, it's kind of ruined the industry a little bit. But
yeah.
I like the CD. People like the CD. You know, maybe CD number two. We put on some vinyl as well for those of you that still.
Oh, cool.
It's so, been vinyl, but you know what an exciting time to get this out. I've been doing this for a long time, and it wasn't until I found a band that I have right now. I'm so fortunate to have amassed the guys that I have behind me, and fortunate to hit the stage every night with them. We're friends on and off the stage. And to be able to put out a CD that displays the energy that we try to put into the music, I'm excited for it. I'm hoping to reach new audiences. You know, my father changed with the times for 50 years. It's 2012. Let's bring it forward.
So is this album, is it all your dad's stuff? Is there any original stuff? Is it everything that your dad did?
Well, when we sat down, it was, what are we going to do first? And I wanted to get some Prima out there first. So all of this is my dad's material. You'll find a lot of his originals on there because I want to, you know, it's important to me to get my father some recognition. And a lot of people don't know some of the songs that he did write. You know, we've got Sunday Kind of Love. Sarah Spiegel sings that on this album. And that was a huge hit for Etta James. Reba McEntire won a country song of the year for that song in the 80s, and my father wrote it, and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of that on this album, and a lot of let's show off the band. And you know, when we hit album 2 and 3, we'll start getting into the originals and move it forward a little bit.
Very cool. All right. Well, here's one of the tracks off the record. Man, let me tell you something. You cannot sit still when this stuff is playing. You have to move. Let's go back to the industry. I was thinking about this the other day, and Jennifer brought it up. You know, it's great to hold a CD in her hands. Is the concept of an album dying off, where you, as a band, sit down or as an artist sit down and say, I want to create an album with 10 to 14 songs of music? And is it moving to more the single? Because, you know, somebody will come out with an album of 10 songs, and they go to iTunes or Amazon, and everybody buys the one hit, and there are no more deep tracks. When you guys sit down to put together an album, and I'm sure it was a little bit different with this one because there's so much material that your dad did, but when you sit down to put an album together, do you think about 10 to 14 tracks, or do you think about the big hit single?
I personally think about every track on an album or a CD being something special. The industry has changed, and you know, there isn't a lot of there isn't a lot of money in albums and CDs anymore. You know, but you have to have something out there to tour with and promote and get your music out to the world. I'm sure a lot of artists just look for that one hit to get themselves on the map. It's important to me for every, you know, I don't believe in the B-side. I want everything to be good. And that's how we approached this. You know, I wanted everything on here to be strong enough to where people will want to buy the entire album and not just one track. Does everybody do that? I don't know. A lot of friends of mine I know just look for that one radio hit or that one song
exactly.
That, you know, a million people are going to download. And you know, then you run into the troubles with the, you know, the sharing sites. I mean, you know, it's a tough business, but to have something out there is really what you need. And I hope regulations come into effect somewhere, not unlike the movie industry, where it's a little bit more secure for the artist to put things like this out.
And that's a big struggle, too, because then it gets the radio business involved, and that's turning into a mess. And, you know, so now
right.
It's, you know, will radio be able to afford to play the artist's music because of all of the royalty? And how does the artist get paid, and the record companies and the managers are stealing from everybody? It's a mess right now, unfortunately.
It is, and it's unfortunate because, you know, music is everything. I mean, can you imagine a world without music?
I can't even.
You know?
I wouldn't be sitting right here in this studio if it wasn't for music. So,
you know, we sit around as a band, and somebody will make a comment, you know, we'll be talking and the comment will come up and somebody in the band will start singing a song related to that comment. You know, every moment of our lives has a song attached to it. Music is so important, and good music, uplifting, happy music. Yeah. We need more of that in the world.
Well, your new album is a great way to do that. We'll close it out here with You Brought a New Kind of Love off of the new album by Louis Prima Jr. And it's, if I can get it to play here. Go out and get it. You can get it on all the big places. But tell us again what the website is where they should go get it, because then you get a bigger cut of it.
The website is warriorrecords.com. You can / Louis Prima Jr. It'll go right to my page. You can order it there. There's some other merchandise there. You can go to louisprimajr.com. There's links to buy the CD there, as well as our tour schedule and information and blogs and stuff. And we're excited to bring this to the world and put some good music out there and roam around and travel. You know, I'm packing right now for the airport, and we hit the ground running through October. It's an exciting time. It's neat to see all ages and all that.
It's a summer tour season, so go to the website and check out the tour. Go see them in concert. Go buy the CD. Listen to every single track on the CD and have a good time. Louis, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
I'll be your slave. You will be my queen.
And I hope you will understand.
Safelight repair, Safelight replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes, Rich.
What website are you going to go to right after we're done with the show today?
YouPorn.com. No, I don't know.
DougStephan.com.
Oh, DougStephan.com. Oh, that one.
Check out today's Daily Poll. Thank you so
totally.
Much.
Totally. That's my homepage. I don't have to go there.
51 past the hour.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On poll numbers, we've got plenty of them, if they're worth anything this far from the election. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama is widening his lead over presidential hopeful Mitt Romney in a new poll. The Reuters Ipsos poll finds the president leading by 6 percentage points among registered voters nationwide. The president favored by 49% of those surveyed compared to 43% who supported Mitt Romney. The survey also revealed the president's approval rating has moved up 1 percentage point to 48%. And we have another poll. The Public Policy Polling Survey shows the president leading Mitt Romney in the key swing states of Virginia and North Carolina. The poll has the president with an 8-point lead in Virginia, 50-42%. In North Carolina, it's closer. The president ahead by 47-46%, and those North Carolina numbers are within the margin of error. Now that we have the numbers out of the way, let's see what these two men were doing on the campaign trail yesterday. President Obama was addressing a crowd at a community college in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, telling them that this is it for him.
This will be my last political campaign, no matter what. I got nothing else to run for.
As for Mitt Romney, he made an appearance at a high school in Grand Junction, Colorado, where he took questions, one of which was about who he might choose as a running mate.
I can tell you that the person I choose, you will look at and say, well, that's a person who could be president if that were necessary.
Romney did not specify when he would make a decision and announcement on a running mate, only that it would be down the road. By the way, we now have 118 days to Election Day, November 6th. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm gonna miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, some losses for the market yesterday. The Dow off 83 points, closing at 12,653. S&P fell 11, NASDAQ down by 29. Oil prices also down just over $2 a barrel, finishing at $83.91. The annual ranking of America's top states for business is out from CNBC. Coming in third place, the state of Virginia. Utah was number two, and scoring highest for infrastructure, technology development, and low cost of living is this state. This is the state song of Texas. Texas, our Texas. Number one for business. Or would you prefer what George Strait had to say about Texas when he sang about the state?
Oh, my exes live in Texas.
Yes, that's much better. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game played last night in Kansas City. The National League scored five runs in the top of the first, took an 8-0 lead later. I'm sure you can find the final score somewhere. Despite the fact Major League Baseball insists this game matters, it doesn't to me. So let's move on. With this final note, let's talk pennies. That's the sound of one of those coin sorting machines, and those pennies do add up. There have been several attempts in recent years to do away with a penny. The folks who feel that way point out it costs more than a penny to make a penny. But if a nickel became the lowest denomination of coin, we'd have to change a lot of things. Expressions such as a penny saved is a penny earned would become a nickel saved is a nickel earned. It would become a nickel for your thoughts. You'd have to go shopping at J.C. Nickel. Even James Bond movies would be affected.
Well, anyone seeing you in that outfit, Moneypenny, would most certainly be discouraged from leaving the country.
Yes, Miss Moneypenny would become Miss Money Nickel. But returning to our original point about pennies adding up, a guy from Milford, Massachusetts, Thomas Daigle, bought his house in 1977. Way back then, he knew how he wanted to handle his final mortgage payment. He wanted it to be memorable. So, he spent 35 years collecting pennies. And this past April, he delivered two boxes of pennies, 400 pounds each, 800 pounds of pennies, to the Milford Federal Savings and Loan Association to pay off his house. 62,000 pennies in all. Now, that's memorable. Moral of the story? It's fine to mortgage your future if you save enough pennies, to coin a phrase. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.